Chapter 3. It was a little before 8:30 on a Monday morning in June, one of those chilly, gray summer mornings San Francisco is famous for. I was starting the week off badly, flipping through old copies of The New Yorker while waiting for my GP, Dr. Roy Orenthaler, to free up. I'd been seeing Dr. Roy, as I still sometimes called him, ever since I was a sociology major at San Francisco University, and I obligingly came in once a year for my checkup. That was last Tuesday. To my surprise, he had called at the end of the week and asked me to stop in today before work. I had a busy day ahead of me, 2 open cases and a deposition to deliver at district court. I was hoping I could be at my desk by 9. "Miss Boxer," the receptionist finally called to me, "the doctor will see you now." I followed her into the doctor's office. Generally, Orenthaler greeted me with some well-intended stab at police humor, such as, "So, if you are here, who's out on the street after them?" I was now 34, and for the past 2 years had been lead inspector on the homicide detail out of the Hall of Justice. But today, he rose stiffly and uttered a solemn, "Lindsay." He motioned me to the chair across from his desk. Uh-oh. Up until then, my philosophy on doctors had been simple. When one of them gave you that deep, concerned look and told you to take a seat, 3 things could happen. Only one of them was bad. They were either asking you out, getting ready to lay on some bad news, or they'd just spent a fortune reupholstering the furniture. "I want to show you something," Orenthaler began. He held a slide up against a light. He pointed to splotches of tiny ghost-like spheres in a current of smaller pellets. "This is a blow-up of the blood smear we took from you. The larger globules are erythrocytes, red blood cells."
"They seem happy," I joked nervously.
"They are, Lindsay," the doctor said without a trace of a smile. "Problem is, you don't have many." I fixed on his eyes, hoping they would relax and that we'd move on to something trivial like, "You better start cutting down those long hours, Lindsay." "There's a condition, Lindsay," Orenthaler went on. "Naegeli's aplastic anemia. It's rare. Basically, the body no longer manufactures..."